Vocations as a sign of hope founded in faith. That's the theme chosen for the World Day of Prayer for Vocations, being celebrated on Sunday the 21st of April each year. I'm Susie Hodges and I spoke to Father Christopher Jameson, Director of the Catholic Church's National Vocations Office in England and Wales. As we've seen, vocations in England and Wales for both the priesthood and religious orders have risen in the last few years. Why is that?
There is no one clear answer to that question, but among the factors are the growth of opportunities for young people to explore their vocation without any pressure to join any particular seminary or order. So we've created a growing number of places where men and women can come to ask the question, what is God calling me to do? What kind of a person do I want to be? And the majority of those will, of course, discover a lay vocation. But increasing numbers are finding vocations to the priesthood and the religious life. I think a second factor is the visit of our Holy Father, Pope Benedict, in September 2010, led to a growth in the confidence of Catholics, perhaps especially among younger Catholics. And I think that confidence has helped them to take seriously the question of their vocation. And I think, finally, the overall atmosphere of what are the values that we want to live by. People are asking quite deep questions about values at the moment. That, I think, helps as well. So a number of factors.
Are you, however, getting enough new priests to replace those who retire or pass away each year?
No, we're not going to see the return to a previous era. But what I think we are seeing is a growth in the numbers joining after a very, very bad period. Where this growth is going to go, I don't know. It will go up and down. It won't lead to a replacement. But I think it will still leave the Catholic Church in this country in a good position with some real organization and a continuing prayer and ministry for vocations. I think we can look forward to a church which will still have considerable pastoral strength.
Now, the new priests, or let's say the seminarians that are coming forward, or the vocations for male and female religious orders, are they coming from all sectors of life? Are they even, you know, not just young people, but older people as well?
There has been a period when we had mainly older people entering seminaries, convents and monasteries, but now the age is coming down again. So that's quite encouraging. And also it's across both male and female religious congregations and across contemplative and apostolic congregations. So it is across a broad spectrum.
And do you predict that there could be a boost, the so-called Pope Francis effect, a new pope, a fresh start?
Well, there could well be, especially since the Holy Father is himself a Jesuit, of course. That could, of course, boost Jesuit vocations. It's too soon to say, but the indications are that this is very positive in encouraging young people in their faith, especially.
And how do you see the future for vocations?
I think the future is very positive, but I don't think we're going to see, as I said, a return to a previous era. I think we're going to see a vocations ministry that becomes increasingly widespread so that local churches see one of their key roles as being to help young people to distinguish what God is calling them to. And I hope that we'll start to see that being embedded in local parishes in just the same way that other activities such as CAFOD, various church societies like the SVP and so on are embedded in parishes. I hope we'll start to see vocations ministry helping young people discover their vocation becoming integral to parish life as well.
And presumably, even if you've got fewer priests than maybe at some period in the past, maybe they're better priests, you're getting less dropouts. And presumably also you're much stricter now on the screening of what type of candidates you will accept.
We are seeing fewer people drop out from seminary. And secondly, the screening process, especially in England and Wales, is extremely thorough. So the indications are that we will have a very, very committed and stable group of priests in smaller numbers than at some points in the past, but also a growing number of very, very committed young lay people.